We're talking there, there, beginning of Siman Kofei, and that's the question of how Bria spread exactly. We spent a lot of time talking about good tasting absorption and bad tasting taste, all these different kinds of things. Now the question becomes, what is necessary for these Bria's to take effect at all in Halacha? So one basic principle, which hopefully we'll discuss considerably as we go on, is the notion of heat. Something we've talked about a lot. We spoke about a lot of Basa B'Cholav, we spoke about Ready to Tairoves. It has to be heat. If you take two cold things and you touch them one another, so nothing is going to happen. But the Gemara calls Tzorin B'Tzorin Hadacha. The worst thing you have to do is wash it off. So we spoke a lot about this back in Basa B'Cholav days. That was a year ago, 2 years ago, but the bottom line is that in the absence of heat, very, very little is going to happen in terms of transferring the taste. However, there is at least one very important exception to that rule, and that's the principle that the Gemara develops in several places, what's called kavush kemavushal. That if something is kavush, something is soaked together, so soaking meaning for a significant amount of time, we'll see as we go on what exactly that means, if something is two things soaked together, so then belias can take place. So even in the absence of physical heat, the halachic principle of kavush, two things that are soaked, so we have a principle called kavush kemavushal. What is the source of this principle? Kavush kemavushal, this is a din in the Torah, this is a din in the Rabbanon. So here the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, but from a discussion that the Gemara has, it becomes very obvious what the answer to that question is, and the answer is that it depends. Sometimes kavush kemavushal is in the Torah, and sometimes it is obvious that kavush kemavushal is on the Rabbanon. What does it depend on? So the Gemara tells us that Basa B'Cholav is a tremendous chiddush in the Torah. We mentioned this also many times. The Basa B'Cholav has certain characteristics that other Isurim don't have. So the Gemara says, and why is Basa B'Cholav such a chiddush? What's so unique about Basa B'Cholav? Why is Basa B'Cholav so fundamentally different than Chazir and the Be'ilos, the Trefes, etc.? So the Gemara suggests a possible distinction that Basa B'Cholav has, very unique from other areas of Halacha, in the following sense. If you take a piece of meat, you take a pot of milk, and you soak them together, cold, you leave them there for a whole day, but you don't turn on the flame. So the din is that it's mutter, min haTorah, it's mutter, because they're official Asra Torah, that the only time that the Basa B'Cholav is prohibited is only if it was actually cooked together. If it was only soaked together, even though it was soaked for a long period of time, so it's not considered to be Basa B'Cholav. All of a sudden, you turn on the fire, hocus pocus, 2 minutes, heats up, and it becomes also min haTorah. So the Gemara says, wow, that's very, very strange. That you soaked it together, so it's Basa B'Cholav, no question about it. You have meat and the milk in the meat, and Av B'Chein, the Torah says it's Mutter, because we'll Savasha B'Din B'Cholav Yipo, Dech Bishol HaSaTorah. And that in and of itself indicates that Basa B'Cholav is very, very strange, very unique, different from all areas of Halacha. So the Rishonim stop and say, wait a second, how does the fact that you soak meat and milk together for a long period of time, that it doesn't become Basa B'Cholav, why is that unique? Maybe the reason why that's true is because there's no bleeds, because there's no absorption, there's no taste. So it's not really like eating Basa B'Cholav together. Maybe the two, you take the meat out of the milk and it's separate. There's no milk that's got into the meat. So my eye, what's the tremendous chiddush that Basa B'Cholav is mutter even though it's soaked together? Come to the Rishonim and say, you see from here that soaking something, namely doing kavush, does emit tam, does give tam. So if you would take a piece of chazer and soak it in a pot of cold water, after a certain amount of time, the water would become treif min haTorah. The starting point is that kavush is kemavushal, that something that's soaking together is considered to be emitting taste to one another. Alawa, it's a chiddush haTorah, bas b'cholav, that af al pichay, bas b'cholav is still mutter, at least on the level of deraisa. Come to Rishonim and say the answer to our question is kavush kemavushal a principle min haTorah, or is kavush kemavushal a principle min derabbanan? The answer is it depends. It depends which area of halacha you're in. If you're in regular hilchos treifos, you have a question. I soaked a piece of chazer in a bucket of water for X amount of time, so the water becomes treif min haTorah. The time the chazer goes out min haTorah, kavush is a kemavushal, and you have a problem. But if you soak meat and milk together for X amount of time, so then you don't have a problem in haTorah. You only have a problem midrabanan, because kavush kemavushal, yes, is true, but part of the chiddush of Basa B'Cholav is derech bishul Basa Torah. It has to be real bishul. Kavush is not kemavushal vis-a-vis hilchos Basa B'Cholav.
So if took a steak that was cooked already, soaked it in a pot of butter, and just warmed it up, which is not bishul, on the right level would be mutter.
Okay, that's That's already a different question. You mean by warmed it up? Means you heat it up?
No, warmed it up.
Okay, those are details. So those are details. How hot is hot? What's considered to be a yesh b'shalach avishal? Those are already... means you could have a case of bas b'chol. It's possible. It's possible that you may be able to create a very yummy tasting medium milk steak without necessarily violating bas b'chol.
Right.
So the seed is tam, but basically the yisod, the shonim are extract like
this. I understand that
Nesina Sam is not enough for Bas Macholov. For other areas of Halacha, Nesina Sam is a problem. You have Nesina Sam of Chazir, and you have Treifa food. But Bas Macholov goes one step further. It's not enough to be nice in town with Bas Macholov. You have to have a nice bishul, Dech Bishal Osotero. So that can, the deal can be shown from this Gemara.
And Bas Macholov is also Banah, but Kovesh is Mutta Banah.
Right, because it's only Bidur Abad. Whatever Bas Macholov is Bidur Abad, is only Osobichir. So Malach Kabilu Din, so we created this very nice academic distinction that in Bas Macholov, Kavash Kibavushal is on a Midir Rabbanon. In other areas of Allah, which are a function of Tam, Kavash Kibavushal soaking it is considered to be a problem in a Torah. By Nafkamina. So comes the Rabbanon and says, okay, Nafkamina, a practical Nafkamina. What if you have a Safi Kavash? What if you have a situation where you're not quite sure that Kavash was done? There's some Shaila about whether you reach the point of Kavash Kibavushal. Do you have a right to be made on Safi Kavash or not? So the Rabbanon says, it depends. If you're in the realm of Shari Surin, of Chazir, the Vales and Trefus, then the answer is no, because Sufik Kavush is a Sufik Nosin Tam in a Torah. We assume Nosin Tam is a Dindarais, so we pass it like those who showed him that Nosin Tam is a problem in a Torah. So when you have, every time you have a Sufik Kavush, you have in your hands the Sufik Deraisa, we know the age old principle, Sufik Deraisa of Chumra. But if you have a Sufik in Uchus Basim Macholov, You're not sure whether there was a Nesinus Tam from the milk to the challah, to the milk to the meat. It's sad that it was kavush, but you're not sure whether it met the criteria of kavush. So big deal, says the Rabbah. It's only the Rabbah anyway. Even if it did meet the criteria of kavush, it's only mid the Rabbah. Kavush from Bushel doesn't create a Bas Machov Deraisa, because a Bas Machov Deraisa, you need a real Maisa Bishel. So therefore, you have a right to make something to Rabbah Lakuva. So it's not just a theoretical question, it's a very real, how often the shal happens, but at least there's a real, concrete Nafkamina Levina, whether kavush is a Din Deraisa or whether kavush is a Din Rabbah. L'chora, in order to better understand this difference between Bas Macholov versus Shari Surim vis-a-vis Kavush, you have to ask yourself a fundamental question, really a chakira, as to what the nature of this principle is Kavush to Mavushal. If I had a blackboard here, I'd draw an equation. Kavush equals Mavushal. That's what it sounds like. Kavush kia, Kaf adivin, Kavush is ki Mavushal. But that's so simple. Sometimes when Chazal use a phrase that X is like Y, so one can always raise the question, what is the nature of that statement? What's the nature of that equation? Does that mean that X is exactly like Y? Every property, every characteristic that Y has X has, 3, it's an equation. 3 equals 3, exact same thing. Is that what Kavush Kibavushal means? That means all properties of Bishal carry over to Kavush. And Kavush is considered in Halacha to be a Mamashach HaMaisa Bishal. It's no less of a Maisa Bishal than turning on the fire. Is that what Kavush Kibavushal means? Well, we totally missed the boat in terms of Kavush Kibavushal. Kavush Kibavushal, all it means is that there are certain characteristics that Bishal have, and Kavush happens to exhibit some of those characteristics as well. So vis-a-vis certain areas of Halacha that we happen to be focusing on right now, Kavush is kim mevushal. Kav is a kav adimyon. Kav is not an equation sign. Kavush is like mevushal. Lagabe X, Y, and Z. We're not lagabe A, B, and C. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So here it's possible that when Chazal said kavush kim mevushal, what were they talking about? The context of the sugya and the sense chulin in the seventh parak about kavush kim mevushal is a question of belias. Is there a belias through kavush or not? That's the question the Gemara is discussing. Take a tray piece of meat, soak it in water for X amount of time. Does that water become tray for that? Comes the Gemara and says, Kavush Kibavushal. So here, all the Gemara was trying to determine, is there a Nesin Tam or not? The Gemara wasn't talking about 15 other properties that Bishul may have. The Gemara was focusing very isolated, this one basic principle of, is there Belias or not? As we started off, Shia by saying, Belias are associated with heat. When it's hot water, there's Belias. When it's cold water, there's no Belias. So in Hilchos Belias, vis-a-vis the characteristics of Belias, the Gemara introduces by saying, Kavush is kibavushal. Just as Bishal has the ability to spread taste, so through Kavush has the ability to spread taste. Did I say that Kavush equals mevushal? Kavush raises mevushal? I didn't say that. Kavshis kibushal. Just as mabushal, just as bishal can spread tam, so too kavish can spread tam. But you want to know, is kavish a mice a bishal? It's not a mice a bishal. Well, maybe no. Maybe kavish kibushal means exactly what it sounds like. That kavish equals mabushal. So therefore, just as bishal has tam, kavish has tam, just as bishal has X, Y, and Z, so too does Kavush have X, Y, and Z. It's much the same. The two are identical. So what's the nature of this din of Kavush Kibavushal? Is it literally like Mavushal, the whole din of Torah, or is it only like Mavushal, vis-a-vis the din of Mesinis Tam? How would we figure out the answer to this question? So the Chor, we have to go search, we have to go looking around in other areas of Halacha, where Bishal plays a role, and see, does Kavush apply there or not? If the answer is yes, we've proven that Kavush equals Mavushal and Kalat Erkula. If we find distinctions, if we find the discrepancy between Kavush and Mavushal, if we find areas in Halacha where Kavush is not Kimavushal, then we've answered that question also, that Kavush Mavushal is Lab Dafka. It just means in any particular area of Halacha.
Well, that we're already saying about possible.
That's the direction that we're going. Okay? So let's leave Yeridaya for a moment and go on to other Halach and Shulchan Aruch, other areas of Halacha where Bishul plays a role, which may be up to serve as a test case. So what's a good area to go to? If you want to learn a sugya about Bishul, where do you go? To Hilchos Shabbos. So it's a good model. Daf Yomi sugya. Daf Yomi sugya is recently heard about Hilchos Bishul for Shabbos. So let's ask ourselves a question. Is Kavush Kimur Bishul in Hilchos Shabbos? If a person goes ahead and he creates the status of Kavush, will he be Chai of Skila for being Mechal Shabbos? Is that the same as turning on the fire and cooking up a bowl of soup? What's the din? Is Kavush Kimur Bishul in Shabbos or not? That should be L'chor the litmus test. If the answer to that question is yes, then we've proven that Kavush is literally Kibbutz Mushal. If the answer is no, then we've also proven that Kavush can only create B'liyos. But in Hilchos Shabbos, when the Lama Test Malacha is not called creating B'liyos, the Lama Test Malacha is called Bishul. It has to be a halachic mice Bishul. So what's the din of Kavush on Shabbos? So it's going to be difficult to analyze this question on pure technical Hilchos Shabbos grounds for the following reason. We're going to jump ahead for a moment, but we're not up to that part of the sugya yet, but we just need the reference point for now. I kept on saying that you take that piece of chazra and you put it into water for X amount of time. How long is X? So we're going to assume for now that X is 24 hours. That's what most of the Rishonim assume, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see, hopefully, probably next week, when there's some Rishonim will disagree, that's based on a different story. But we're going to work now with the assumption that Kavush Kibushal takes a full 24 hours. So then, create for me a scenario of Kavush Kibushal on Shabbos. So a person goes there and he takes a raw piece of meat on 8 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning, and he puts it into a bucket of water, and he lets it sit for 24 hours. So he just created a Kavush Kibushal. So we have Alam D'Shashayla, is he Chayav for Shabbos, or is he not Chayav for Shabbos? Not so simple. Because at what point did Kavush Kibushal happen? Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be a very hard test case about whether Kavush Kibushal really applies to Shabbos, because since Kavush Kibushal automatically requires 24 hours, so by the time the Kavush takes place, Shabbos is already over. Unless you want to tell me an unbelievable Kiddush, unless you want to tell me, well, going back to Shabbos a little bit, this is back about 8-9 years or so. So when we first went to Shabbos, that was when the Friday morning Kol Boker was literally Kol Boker. It was in the middle of the night, if you remember. And that year we had a Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. We used to have the Kol Boker, pre-Kol Boker days. Kolim Chatzos. So the we had it, there was a Shaila, a very, very, very lomdish Shaila in the Shabbos concerning the Malacha of Bishul. Forget about Kavush for a second. What about real Bishul? What if I take a pot of water and I put it up in the fire, say this Shabbos at 4:25, I put it up in the fire. Shabbos is over at 5 o'clock. By the time the food cooks up, the time it reaches the point of Bishul, Shabbos is already over. So on the one hand, I put it up before Shabbos was over, and now the it reaches the point of being cooked if the Shabbos is already over. What's the din? What's the halacha? Is that called Bishul on Shabbos or not? So if the answer to that question is yes, that the Bishul on Shabbos is determined by at the point that you started the process, even though the process happens much later on its own, then we're in business. Then we can present the Kavush Shaila and present it as a possible Nafka Mina. The person put the piece of meat into the water Shabbos afternoon. 24 hours later, Sunday afternoon, the Kavush Kibushal kicks in. So we could raise the question, are you Chayv or are you Potter? But if you didn't tell me that even in real Bishul, if you did the act of Kavush, that, so even in real bishul, you did the act of bishul, but the bishul process itself didn't reach the point where the Shabbos is over, and you potter, then the whole kavur shah becomes a boot shah. How are you ever going to create a kavur situation? So that, what's the din? You have to leave your day for a second. What's the din of Shabbos? This is going to impact on our kavur question for Shabbos for your day. So what's the din in regular Shabbos? The person puts up food, raw food, Shabbos afternoon, late in the afternoon Shabbos, and now it becomes cooked after Shabbos is over. Is he chayav or is he potter? So some acharonim wanted to bring a raya from one of the malachas, the malach of Zereya, planting a seed. The din is that if you plant a seed and it doesn't take root, that's not called the malacha. Malacha is to be zereya. You take a seed and drop it on the floor and pick it up, then that's not zereya. Zereya means that it takes a root. Now we know with Yiddurach HaTeva, with all natural means, you plant something, it's not going to take root right away. Also level Hazor and Bedima Brinyi Torah Benigash Chosh Bekotzeh. So the prophet says that the other level, so people are going to be two people. One guy's going to be plowing field, and the next guy's going to be already harvesting the field. As soon as I plant, the next guy harvests 5 seconds, everything's going to turn over really, really fast. So the loss of love, the klala of Adam Arishim, the zayasapachatach alechem will disappear. So things will be like an Eden. Plantings grow in seconds. But that's not the way the world works right now. So you plant something, it takes a couple of days, a couple of weeks, so it actually takes root. So how can I ever be chai for Zerayan Shabbos? It's not wonders. I come to the days and about to kill me from doing Zerayan Shabbos. Me? I did Zerayan. What did I do? I put a seed into the ground. It didn't take root till Tuesday. So why am I chai for Zerayan? For every Zerayan, I should be potter. So the Achronim have a major machlokes how to solve that problem. So half the Achronim say, you see, for me, that these kinds of malachas which have delayed effect, it doesn't matter what time the effect happened. What matters is what time you did the Maisa malacha. So if you drop a seed in Shabbos morning and it takes root on Tuesday, you're chayav because you did the ma'aseh. You know, to quote a term from outside of Hilchos Shabbos, ma'aseh nechalos. Even though the chalos, quote unquote, the act of the result of taking root doesn't happen until Tuesday. Since you did the mice of Aloch of Zerei of planting the seed, you're chayav. So some Achmed said, we can extrapolate from here to Bishul. Even though the effect, the chalos Bishul doesn't take place, the chol doesn't cook till Sunday morning, it doesn't matter. Since you put it on the pot, you put it on the fire Friday, on Shabbos afternoon, that's considered to be a mice of Bishul and you're chayav. And the other half the Achmed say, from Zerei, you're going to be a raya. Zereya, Yev Shabalav Ochi. There's no other way to do Zereya. That's the malacha. If the Torah says Lavatas Malacha, the Chashbrach told Moshe Rabbeinu the malacha of Zereya, how are you going to do Zereya? How could they, what's the chetins of ever doing Zereya? So it must be that Zereya is the exception to the rule. You can't extrapolate from Zereya to Bishul. It's Davka Zereya that there's a special quirk, a special Chiddush HaTorah, the Yechayef, even though the result happens after Shabbos is over. You're going to derive from there to other malachas, Mechatesin. Bishul can be violated normally. You just put the food in the fire, Shabbos morning, 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock it's cooked. And you violate Bishul. So just because there's a Chiddush HaTorah of Zereya, Eilechabon, Chiddushah. So that's the big machoikis for Apolski, but for Shabbos, whether you can derive from Zereya to other areas. Getting back to our story in terms of Bishul, if the answer to the question is that no, there's no such thing as being chayv and Bishul unless the effects take place on Shabbos, then the whole chakir is the whole enough community of Shabbos is going to fall by the wayside. In less than 1 month, the salvage it as follows. Even though it's true what we were saying, that the way to the way to create Kavushka Mavushul is 24 hours in one, that's standard Kavushka Mavushul. The Rishonim point out that there's another kind of Kavushka Mavushul, hopefully we'll talk about it a little bit more next week. There's another kind of Kavushka Mavushul. That's if, what if you take a food and you soak it in a very, very strong liquid, not a bland liquid like water or milk or something like that, but you put it in something really, really powerful, the vinegar, a pickle juice, something into a really, really brine kind of a food, salty kind of a liquid. So then Kavushka Mavushul is going to happen much, much quicker. How much quicker? We'll find out. But it's going to take way less than 24 hours. If that's the case, then we're back in business with Shabbos. What would the din be if you were kovesh on Shabbos? I took a cucumber, I threw it into pickle juice. What's the din? So for that kind of kovesh kumavushal, you don't need 24 hours. That kind of kovesh kumavushal may happen much quicker than that. The whole thing may happen, it's chilud itself on Shabbos itself. So what would the din be? It's the same halacha kavush kavushal, it's just a different time frame. So what's the din? The person tickles something on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa. Is he chayav, is he potter? So now this is going to impact on our Yerdeh question. If the answer to the question is that he's chayav, so then what we've just proven is that kavush is literally kavushal. That kavush is not just characteristics of bishul, but it's al pi halacha bishul mamish. He's chayav and Shabbos, but it's bishul and kol terekula. However, the answer to the Shabbos dilemma is no. The Yipotzer, that's also going to impact us. And the answer is Yipotzer, and then we've also proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that Kavush is not really Kimavushal, that it's Kimavushal. It's like the Bushel, it has characteristics and believes like Bishel, but it's not a Maisa Bishel. So everything is back hinging on Shabbos. So we were right. Yeah, our initial reaction was Shabbos is a place to go. You got to look at the Hilchos Shabbos, it was Bishel and Shabbos for a Nafkamina. We got a little bit weary whether it's going to be a good Nafkamina because of the 24-hour delay problem. We try to salvage it by saying that, well, maybe Chayv anyway. We got to tell a whole pickled out Zoraya. And then we revamped a little bit and we said, okay, no problem. Forget Zoraya, forget all the Shabbos. We can come up with a Hilchos Shabbos situation which happens within 24 hours, i.e., if you put it into stronger kind of a liquid. So we're back in business. So we want to know, what's the din in Hilchos Shabbos? You chayv or you potter?
Now, on onions and all garlic, is that a zer d'rabbanim? But when it comes to basar chalav, that it's
no tam. That's what's called a tam chorif. So it's interesting that you phrase the question away. Is it a din d'rabbanim? So some achronim have that shal. Some achronim say we find the Gemara the concept of a chorif. The chorif has the ability to give tam even in cases where otherwise perhaps bland the foods wouldn't. So some achronim raise the question: is that a din d'raisa or is that a din? Is that a chumim d'rabbanim? So other achronim say, what kind of a question is that? Ask the cooks, ask the chefs. If this time, this time. The third says, Nasin Tam is us. We pass in that Nasin Tam is a din d'araisa, derived from Nasa, derived from us. Whatever the mokar, the Tam Ki Iker is. As we spoke about the Biarichas in the Tarovas, Tam Ki Iker is a din d'araisa. So the Achrayim say, it doesn't say in the Chumash what kind of Tam it is. So you have to figure out. You got to go into the kitchen and go figure out if the Tam is a no Tam. So Chazal is telling you that Dava Chorf has the ability to spread Tam in ways that non-foods, the non-davachorahs don't have. So of course it's a din d'araisa. You don't need a pasuk in chumash. You don't need a halacha mashu mesina to tell me that davachorah is also davachorah. If it gives tam, so that's also min haTorah. If it doesn't give tam, that's not a min haTorah.
So is something to parallel to learn from that to soaking as well when something gives.
So that's what some achronim would say is that you don't need a pasuk that kavush is kavushul. You just go and do a taste test. So if the taste that's emitted to soaking, so maybe it's tam ki ikar. There's no razzle dazzle chiddush about kavush kavushul. There's no pasuk. We're not immune to kavush kavushul. It's just a practical mitzvah.
But on the flip side, we have. I don't know if I'm correct in remembering this. There's machlokas between Moshe and I think Rosh Hashanah about this. But what's cooking?
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna leave this kavush kavushul story is gonna lead into that machlokas. Very good. So again, so we're back to square one. We're still not sure what the nature of kavush kavushul is. Is it kibishul mamish or not? And the litmus test, Baruch Hashem, we've created the scenario of a litmus test, i.e. Hilchos Shabbos. So what's the answer in Hilchos Shabbos? So it shouldn't come as a big surprise, but that some of the Achronim say, if you pickle things on Shabbos, nah, pickle it on Shabbos, it's only a dirabonim. So it's not just a dirais, it's pickle things on Shabbos. So kovish kavashim, that's what the Rambam sounds like. The Rambam puts the dinim of kovish kavashim, the Gemara, in the end of Masechta Shabbos, you're not allowed to pickle things on Shabbos. You can't take a cucumber, throw it to brine on Shabbos. So comes the Rambam and puts that halacha together with a series of other chumras, the Rabbanan. The Rambam divides the Hilchos Shabbos. The first half of Hilchos Shabbos deals with the Araisas, and later Hilchos Shabbos starts to deal with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam placed that Isra of Kovish Kavashim by the Rabbanan. That seems to lead us to believe that the Rambam sheet at least is that pickling things, creating Kovish and Shabbos, is at worst under the Rabbanan. Another Achrayim say no. So if you notice an Ibershit, the Sefer Kreis who places it, that's true. He says, if you pickle something on Shabbos, it's an Isra and Yeraisa. Why? It's Kovish, Kimavushal. So it's a Machlaik Zeposkim. So the Pregod and others have been Daif and Rambam. That pickling things is only midi rabbanon because they're understanding that kovish is not literally kibushul, whereas other achronim said Ibishus and others are assuming no, kovish kibushul is really a din min haTorah, notwithstanding the deed from the lashon and Rambam. So lechora, this machlokes achronim is impacted by the beginning of Ashiya. Steve points out correctly. Wait a second, what are we talking about? That is kavush kibushul really bishul or not really bishul? We just got finished saying that by bas mechalav it's not kibushul. That's what says Shigamar. Gemara says black on white. You take a piece of meat, soak it in milk for 24 hours. Minatar, you wash off the milk and you can eat it. Minatar, there's nothing wrong. Minatar, you don't even have to wash off the milk. Minatar, it's not called derech bishul. So I don't say, isn't that a raya brura? Doesn't the Gemara say black on white that it's only believed it's not bishul? If it would have been bishul, then it would have been a problem bas mechalav also. So isn't that Gemara minayu bay the greatest proof that kavush kibushul is not real? So how in the world could some achronim say that
No, kavush kavushal the chushabes. It's an initial, no question about it. Where the hilchus bas b'chol, all of a sudden it fails. So I just, if you tell me that kavush kavushal is not literal, it's just a din of bleias, and then the distinction of the gemara makes a lot of sense. Bas b'chol is a function of bishul. Other resum are a function of bleias, and this is tam. So I understand kavush kavushal bleias, yes, bishul no. But if you're going to tell me that kavush kavushal accomplishes bishul, proof positive, it creates bishul chushabes. According to Yerushalayim Mishnah, how in the world can it create Bishul in the Chol Shabbos, and yet it doesn't create Bishul in the Chol Shabbos? That doesn't seem to make any sense. So obviously what these Achronim are telling us is that not all Bishuls are created equal, that the definition of Bishul in one area of Halacha may not necessarily be the same in other areas of Halacha. That Kovash Kivavushal may be Bishul in Kol Tzar Kula, with the exception of Bas B'chol may be working with its own rules, its own definitions of Bishul. Now this gets already a lot trickier. If you're telling me that there's no Bishul at all, then I understand. But you tell me that Kavush is Kimur Bishul, but it's not like Bishul all the time. So that I don't understand. Even Manushach, either it is Diduk Bishul, then it should be Chayv and Shabbos and Asim and Atar Bas B'chol. Or it's not like Bishul, therefore it should be Potter in both. How can you split? How can you have you take it in and say that Kavush is Kimur Bishul? It's a Din Bishul, but notwithstanding the fact that it's a Din Bishul, it's still not going to be Bishul for Bas B'chol. What in the world is that based on? So this L'chaura is based on something that we also touched on way earlier, back at the beginning of the Bas B'chol days, already quite some time. Well, we introduced the concept of there's what's called real bishul, and then there's what's called tolda of bishul. Now, the principle of tolda, so something we're familiar with in the Shabbos, we know the Torah prohibited 39 main categories of malachas, but for each av malacha, there are certain subcategories, certain actions that are prohibited because they resemble the av malacha, and on a level of their eyes, the tolda is a chayskila, the famous chayskila for a tolda, but it's not quite the av malacha. The av malacha was as it was practiced in the Mishkan, the tolda is some degree different. It's close enough to be the real McCoy to be in the Araisa, but it's not quite the same. So there's a major machlekes that we showed him about this concept, this relationship between Avos and Toldos. Here the Torah gives us a certain model. The Torah says X, and we extrapolate. We say, well, it's close enough to X, so therefore it's going to be us and the Torah also. That model of Avos and Toldos, does that exist only in Ocha Shabbos? Or is that something that applies in Kol Torah Kula? Which whenever the Torah asks action A, even though what you're doing, it's having the same effect as action A, it resembles action A, it's pretty close to action A, but it's not exactly the same. Is that concept of toldos or reka avos make any sense outside of the realm of Chol Shabbos? So that was a major machlokes in Rishonim. So there's a Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros that assumes, as a double portion, that no, that toldos ke avos is a chiddush in Chol Shabbos, and other Rishonim, that should come back to the beginning of Metziah, quotes from some Rishonim, will say, no, it's not true, that toldos ke avos even outside the realm of Chol Shabbos. If you take the approach that told us are not to others outside of Hilchos Shabbos, then the distinction between Bas B'chol and Shabbos may become a little bit more comprehensible to us. Kavush is kimavushal. It means it's not just bulius, according to Rias Lapshin. It's bishul. It's really, really bishul. Between you and me, is it really bishul? That's how they cooked in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they cooked by doing kavush. In the Mishkan, they turned on fires. In the Mishkan, they cooked the gliko cooking. So one can argue, kovash is kibavushal, namely it creates all the effects of bishul. It's identical to bishul, but it's not identical to bishul. That's not the way they cook in the Mishkan. So Elohim, you want to tell me that it isn't the araisa because it's a tolda. You want to tell me that kovash is a tolda of bishul, that it's close enough to bishul to be an isa the araisa, but it's only based on ilchus toldos, not ilchus avos. If that's the case, that's based on ilchus toldos, not ilchus avos, if Tosfos Mechoros is right, the toldos don't apply outside of Shabbos, then we understand the chiluk, we understand the distinction between Bas B'chol and Shabbos. There's a third possibility out here. Either you say Kavush is not Kibishal at all, it's just Bui, it's nothing to do with Bishal. Or Kavush is real Bishal, called Dinyatur. Or you walk a fine line and say, Kavush is Kibavushal. It's called Bishal for Shabbos definitions of Bishal. Because the Shabbos definitions of Bishal invoke the principle of Toldos. Whereas Bas B'cholov, it's only the Av. Only Losavasha, it's gotta be Derech Bishul. It's gotta be Derech Bishul means of the fire, nothing more, nothing less. So any kind of a bishel, it can be a bishel from the day till tomorrow, but it's not a bishel of Lo Savash Kuri B'Chalav Yirel, then it's not going to create Bas B'Chalav D'Araisa. So we can salvage Rabbi Yonis and Ibishel. So we have to say with Hashem next week, is this chiluk correct? Because here we're drawing very, very fine lines now, not only between Belius and Bishel, but even within Bishel proper, we're saying, Yesh V'Yesh, not all bishels are created equal. Sometimes bishels are subject to Hilchus Toldos, and sometimes bishels are not subject to Hilchus Toldos. So Hashem next week, we have to continue along.
And that will build up coin to tell us, which the Hadrach will go, whether we pulled it out. One says that the Shabbos and Nassau.
So that's the question. How close are Shabbos in other areas of Allah?
And they're the basis of
the next one.
Since Rabbi Yosef and Aishas, would you go the opposite way? Bishul could come. If A equals B, even on the Mizrach level, maybe you have to look.
Right. The only problem is that there aren't really any dinim of kovush. That means the Torah doesn't say a kovush anything. So it's going to be hard to prove the status.